Hello and welcome. I'm Shan Vanderleek, and I love supporting entrepreneurs with engaging, informative kickoff interviews to spotlight their new offerings. And today it's my pleasure to introduce you to Mia Moran and tell you more about her new podcast, Plan Simple Meals. Before we begin our interview, I want to tell you a little bit more about Mia. Mia Moran is a best-selling author, speaker, and wellness advocate. She helps busy moms find the foods that make them feel on top of their worlds and create systems to pull that food together for their families on a daily basis. She is passionate about creating a community of like-minded parents who can join arms to change the current state of the standard American diet. She is a wife to her high school sweetheart and mom to three amazing kids, Felix, Orly, and Perla. Welcome, Mia.
Thank you so much for having me, Shan. This is such a pleasure and a delight.
You are bringing forward such important information for busy families. I'm so glad that you stepped up to do this podcast. Tell us about your inspiration for it.
Well, so I've been on this whole crazy journey myself for about 7 years. And I do a lot of writing and recipe development, and I've just had this urge to create a podcast. They've been so important to my personal development in the past 3 years. I'm constantly listening to podcasts on my walks and when I'm driving carpool. And I realized that it's just such a great medium for busy parents to take in information. And to be 100% honest, I know I'm an author and I do write, but speaking feels so much easier and lighter to me. So I'm so grateful to have a podcast. I'm so grateful that you're helping me make a podcast and bringing this forth into the world, because I just feel like there's so much great information out there to be shared.
There really is. I'd love for you to share with our listeners how you're qualified to host Plan Simple Meals and a little bit more about your background.
That's a funny question, because well, I'll get to that, the qualified part in a minute. But basically, so 7 years ago, I had these three little kids. The oldest one was 5. The youngest one was just a babe. And I had gained 65 pounds over the course of these pregnancies. And life looked pretty good on the outside, but I was just kind of miserable. And I couldn't figure out why, because I sort of had everything I wanted. Three beautiful kids, an amazing husband. I owned a successful graphic design company, and it just wasn't all gelling. So I just sort of started with the thing that was most obvious to me on the outside, which was the 65 pounds, and I set out to lose it. And in doing that, you know, I had to figure out how to do that. And I came across somebody who really helped me look at food in a different way. And it was the first time, I had been on diets before, but it was the first time that I really looked at food and realized its power. So the funny thing is I lost the weight. I tell people overnight, that's not exactly true, but that didn't end up being the point of my journey, because it healed all these other things. You know, three chronic issues that I'd had my whole life and always medicated for myself, gone within weeks. Allergies, gone. Skin totally cleared up. My energy was just off the charts. And sort of the day before I started this drastic change, I probably had 5 cups of coffee and was still exhausted. So I just couldn't believe that food could do this. I just had no idea. So I sort of went on that road for a minute. But as you know, I had these three little kids and they were pretty little. So it was okay that I was kind of on this alone for that time. And then our middle daughter started having all these issues in school, a little bit behaviorally and a lot sort of health-wise, like eczema and stomach aches, and she just wasn't thriving. And so it took me a minute to realize that if I could change myself with food, maybe I could help her. And so she was kind of my next little experiment, and we worked and we figured out what we needed to take out and what really made her feel good, and she as well just transformed through food. And so, you know, it was kind of one step at a time. And eventually I realized I really had to take my family along for the ride. If it was affecting, you know, it had affected me and my daughter so much, but we're really part of this bigger thing, this family of 5.
Sure.
and that we all had to sort of work together. And it was a bigger deal than just fixing the two of us, because obviously I couldn't make, you know, three meals a day or whatever. So I just sort of set out on this thing of how to make this feel manageable as a mom of three young kids, full-time working. You know, how do you make all this work? And I started working with moms around the world to do the same, and here I am. So that's kind of why I'm qualified. But and one of the reasons that I love what this is going to turn into is because there's so many parts to it. There's the food part, but there's also just the whole family part. And so there's just so many components, and it's going to be so fun to get all these experts on to sort of dive in, really dive into all those little parts that help make the food possible.
Can you tell us a couple of the people that you'll be talking with?
So Kim John Payne, who wrote the book Simplicity Parenting, and I feel like I mention him because his work really, a lot of my work is built on his work, and just this whole notion of how childhood is just a little bit out of control right now. And going really fast, Stacy Martino, who is a relationship expert, and a lot the one of the biggest questions I get from one parent is that the other parents might not be on board for such big changes. And so she's going to really talk through, you know, how to make that work. And then along with all these interviews, I will also be sharing content from my book, Plan Simple Meals, and just lots of simple strategies. So I really believe that this is doable. So one of my goals is just to share sort of one doable change at a time to really make it possible for everybody to make these kinds of changes.
These changes are certainly needed. Tell us who your podcasts are created for.
My podcasts are created for busy moms and dads, so I don't want to exclude dads at all, but I find moms drawn to my work. So families who really want to create a healthy lifestyle. And it may be that they're drawn to this because they have a child who's in a particularly picky state. Or I love also working with parents who someone in the family has gotten diagnosed with an allergy or with celiac. A lot of the stuff I talk about is gluten-free and dairy-free, so it folds into a lot of the issues that kids are coming up with these days. Or a mom who's just trying to feel better herself, because a lot of times what we know happens as we're taking care of all these other people is we forget about ourselves. So that's it.
And what can they expect when they do, what can they expect to learn when they do listen in?
So I hope that everyone will just get a lot of inspiration and strategies to sort of gain momentum, because it's a big change, and it can seem kind of daunting, you know, to figure out how to eat healthy on a daily basis. A lot of times, you know, we get all gung-ho like in the new year to make this change, and we're great at it for like 10 days, and then a child gets sick or a spouse goes away on a business trip, and all of a sudden it becomes harder. So I really hope that this podcast is something that people can tune into over and over again and just get that next nugget, that next doable step, and just keep themselves inspired and feeling part of this larger community that's bigger than themselves, and that they're doing this change, you know, for their children and for, you know, the better of our world, really.
When you started on this journey yourself, I've got to imagine that there were days when you took a step back or two steps back maybe before getting back on track again. And for me, I believe that you fall off the wagon and you get back up again and you try again. Is that a part of what you teach in with these simple steps and helping mamas and families say, okay, you know what? Yeah, last week was a crazy week and there was way too much sugar and carbs or whatever, but that's okay. I mean, do you address those very real issues as well?
Definitely. And we do a lot of sort of mindfulness exercises and gratitude exercises, and those are some of the experts I'm so excited to speak to on this podcast, because one of the things that I've found is you sort of commit to that next step, right? So it started with me, and then it moved to my daughter, and you know, so you take the next doable step, but you're actually a lot farther along. Like once you even have awareness that you shouldn't have as much sugar, even though you think you had a bad week, if you compare that bad week to, like, say, 6 months before, usually it's better than it was. I want to keep everyone. So yes, we totally nurture that because it's all part of life, right? This is a journey. This is a practice. It's your
Right.
whole life. Like, this is something that we can't learn in a week and do perfectly for the rest of our lives. It's something that we constantly show up for every day.
I love that. As I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, Plan Simple Meals is exactly what this mama needs. I'm so looking forward to listening in, and we've been personally, we've been making a lot of changes in our household, and it's been such a test. And it's been a trial. And I love that you say that it's a practice, because if I can look at it as a practice and get right back to making another good decision, I feel really good. I feel like, okay, we're making progress. That my daughter wanted to grab an apple today instead of a bag of chips, or that she is open to having some peanut butter on a celery stick versus junk food, is a big win in my mind.
Totally, totally. It's a huge win.
When will Plan Simple Meals be available?
So it will be out at the beginning of March, and I'm super excited. And I'm super excited to launch with a whole host of just amazing people who are going to share great knowledge that just feeds into all these parts and makes just the healthy living journey more sustainable.
And I love that you have your book coming out, the podcast coming out. Wonderful free gifts, membership, a membership community, all you have such a wonderful platform that can meet people where they are. Really, really great stuff. How can listeners subscribe to gain access?
The podcast is going to be on iTunes and Podbean and Stitcher, so we cover all our, as many bases as we can. And then, of course, you'll be able to go to plansimplemeals.com and access it directly from our website, which I hope people do and sort of check in and become part of the dialogue for everything that we're talking on the podcast, because it really is a dialogue, and it takes this village of other parents to create this momentum that's going to help us create these healthy families.
I love that what you're doing is community-minded, because that really is how we can make the most progress.
Yeah, I really agree with that, and I didn't realize that actually at first until I sort of looked out at the community that I had created and how important those people were to my healthy lifestyle, right? So people were looking to me for information, but what's so amazing is that that whole community that I've created makes me a better person every single day. And so I'm hoping that that's what I can give back to other families now as well.
Mia Moran, host of Plan Simple Meals, simple solutions to help busy families eat clean and live well. Be sure to listen in to the Plan Simple Meals podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and at plansimplemeals.com. Thanks so much, Mia.
Thank you, Shan. This was such a delight.